A third of the city of Utica lives below the poverty line. That's the starting point for the city's new Poverty Reduction Initiative Task Force. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, some Utica residents say the challenge may be bigger than many realize.
At the first public forum for the Utica Poverty Reduction Project, the issue quickly became clear. 18,000 Utica residents live below the poverty line in a city of 62,000, including nearly half of its children. The statistics are even worse for African American children, 72% of whom live in poverty. Patrick Johnson, who has worked on race issues in Utica for several years, blames the crisis on a lack of good job opportunities for minorities.
So over the course of decades, particularly for black people and Latinos, that issue of institutional racism and the barriers, we have hemorrhaged in a particular way, and it's been so compounded. So now some of the symptoms unfold in so many ways. So I'm really hoping that if we're going to tackle this at its core, we have to look at the issue of institutional racism.
The forum held last week is one of five the city of Utica and United Way are conducting to better understand what barriers face those trying to escape poverty. But resident Eugene Bradley says these hearings are nothing more than a periodic exercise that does not result in meaningful change.
This is a smoke and mirrors. This is what they do. Okay, this is not nothing new. They'll come out and pretend like they're interested, but in actuality, we already marginalized. So in order for them to get the money that they have, to justify the money that they have, they want to do these focus groups, pretend like our input matters. But at the end of the day, we all know it doesn't.
Utica, Syracuse, Oswego, and Watertown are among the 16 cities involved in New York State's Poverty Reduction Initiative, a $25 million program to encourage public and private partnerships in reducing poverty. Utica leaders involved in the project hope to publish a comprehensive report about the city's poverty and the ways to reduce it in April. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning in Utica.